hope that you would take it home and put it on your Christmas tree. And you'll note that this is a fun gift because it is, what is it? Who knows what? It's a mirror. That's right. And mirrors are fun because they reflect light. And this is a season of light. And we talk about Jesus being the light, and the light shines in the darkness. Did everybody get one? Very cool. And if, okay, you could give one to a friend. That's very nice. And if you look closely at the mirror, what do you see?
Your eye.
Your eyeball? That's right. Huh? A reflection of your face. Very nice. Eleanor? Your glasses, I know, and I have my glasses on too. That's pretty cool. What do you see? Your nose? You had to bring up the nose, didn't you? Very nice. That is fun to see our reflection and to see. Now, if you turn it over, do you see there's a little sticker on the back? What does it say at the top of the sticker? Anybody? Or? You are a gift. Let's all say that together. You are a gift. All right. Let's say it to all the our parents and adults back here real loud. Ready? One, two, three. That's right. You're a gift. And you know what's kind of neat is sometimes when you give someone maybe some of your time, or you give someone some of your love or some of your care or some help, what you're doing is you're giving that person you. And the best gift that we can give someone is ourself. And what's real special at Christmas time is that's what we believe about God. That God gave the very best gift. God gave himself to us in Jesus. And it's our opportunity to receive the gift and share God's gift with others. So maybe when you put this on your Christmas tree, you might say the following prayer. So let's pray together. Lord, thank you for loving us so much. Repeat that after me. Lord, thank you for loving us so much. And thank you for giving us the best gift ever. That you gave us your son, Jesus. And it's in his name we pray. And all God's children said, amen. 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 You can go back to your seats. Terrific.
Bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care and fit us for heaven to live with thee there.
Please be seated. We are a gift, and in sharing what we have, we share God's love. Our Christmas Eve offering tonight goes to support three important ministries:
Presbyterian Children's Home with coordinates, foster care, and services for children in need;
Faith in Practice, which provides desperately needed essential Medicare for people in Guatemala;
the Christmas Joy Offering, which supports retired church workers and Presbyterian schools.
May we give with joy and thanksgiving.
Beautiful. Thank you. The ushers are coming forward, and they're going to be passing out the glow sticks, and when you get it, you can go ahead and break it. And if you shake it, I think it will fill up the whole stick. I'm going to share with you a neat reading. More than 2,000 years ago, a child was born contrary to the laws of nature. He never traveled extensively. Only once did he cross the borders of the small land in which he lived, and that was in his exile. In infancy, he startled kings. In childhood, he puzzled doctors. As an adult, he walked on the ocean depths as if they were pavement, and he hushed the seas to sleep. He never studied anatomy, and yet he healed the multitudes without charge. Never studied psychiatry, but he has healed far more broken hearts than all the psychiatrists far and near. Never wrote a book, never composed a song, but he alone furnished the theme for more songs than the libraries of the land can hold. Never marshaled an army, but of all the armies that have ever marched, of all the